Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How do we put you in a good mindset to have a fun and a joyful, a conscious, a thrilling and exciting and adventurous week? All these things your mindset are going to control. So we're excited to talk about that. Jamie, I have a pop question for you to start the day. But I was reading somebody who was commenting from Norway, and she asked, Brendan, what is it you and Jamie think you have in common?
Let's see. I'm curious about your answer for this.
Me too.
I think we both love the idea of bringing the joy in the morning and all day long. I think that we are both personal growth geeks, dorks. We geek out on it. Let's see. Every day, I feel like I learn more things we have in common. I learned that even as kids and young adults, we were into quotes and watching Dr. Martin Luther King's speeches and watching the best, you know, most inspiring people in the world speak. So much. I think that we are both really, really good friends to other people. I think that we both delight
so much, right?
Well, what I was going to say, this is why in the personal growth world, right? I think there's so many people part of Growth Day that probably love so many of the Growth Day coaches, and also just so many people out there that have spent decades also in the personal growth space. I think why you're called godfather of growth by everyone else is because, and I think we have this in common, I think we both celebrate other people's talent, celebrate yes. other people's wins, and say, how can I lift them even higher? And I think that's something we both have in common. I think we both get such joy out of that. Whether it's someone in the Growth Day community, we're celebrating something they're doing, or it's a friend or anyone else. So I think we have that in common. But what do you think?
I do want to emphasize what you just said, though, because I think it is a mindset that we share in common, which is very uncommon by nature, which is a lot of people see other people succeed and they get jealous. They want to copy them, or they, you know, they have a little bitterness inside about it. And I think you and I are just free of that. I don't know where that comes from, but I think it's big. When I came in the personal development space, and I was lucky to be, most of you guys know, I was so early in the online space, like so early. I mean, in terms of like personal development, I think I was, if not the very first person in the personal development space to hit like a million on Facebook back in the day. Maybe I was number two or three, but it was so early. And at that time when I came on in the personal development space, especially like 2000, I would say 2005 and 2006, it was so competitive. No one over here shared their marketing secrets with anybody over here. No one shared like how they're building their audience over there. No, it was like, it was almost complete siloed. You had these gurus, most of them didn't even know each other or talk to each other because their egos were so huge. They didn't, they felt like everything was competition. Every new, that competition. And it was like, what I do love about social media is it created a new mindset for collaboration. And so now everyone does collabs, right? And it was like always pushing the industry forward to share what you learn, share what you learn. Like all this stuff we should always share. Here's my strategy. Here's your copy. Here's the email sequence. Here's the thing. Here's the ad. Like just share. And I think you and I do that a lot. And it really differentiates us in our career, with our teams, really in the marketplace, because then everybody also loves and respects the person who's most giving. And I think I think that is a big mindset when we share. I think we share, gosh, I think we both share joy in the little things. Like we geek out a lot. Like little things can really just make our day, you know, or we can obsess about the little things as well. So it's just like the little things focus, I think is big. Matched with the ability to also hold space for great dreams. I don't think a lot of people can do both. or have the intention or like the discipline to make both, to take in the joys and the pleasures of the little moments, but also have expansive ambition. Because I think the most important mindset people can have is expansive ambition for their lives, their families' lives, the impact they can have. Because I think the number one limiting mindset in the world is just thinking too small and too small of yourself and thinking too poorly of yourself without realizing, like, people are like, how can you have such big dreams and visions, Brendan? You're from this small town in Montana. You had no money coming up. And I was like, oh, because I don't think my destiny or my vision has much to do with me or is limited by me. I have so much trust in God that I believe expansive things will happen just as the universe is expanding. And I just really believe that things will expand if I keep showing up with a good attitude and working hard and taking care of people.
Yeah.
That's my mindset. Show up with a good attitude, work hard, take care of people. That's, if I do that every day, that's a good mindset to have, a good intention. And I think they'll be rewarded.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day, you have to be on. And sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. This 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
I love this message. I talk about a lot and believe it, actually, how I had to overcome some of the things. Like, I remember when I was working as a Denny's waitress, right? And like, to really adopt this mindset of where I come from does not determine where I'm going, or where I'm even at right now in this moment in time, doesn't limit the ability to have like God-sized dreams and to have expansive vision. And one of my closest friends, Leah Key, always says, you know, she grew up in a homeless shelter and she saw people all around her that did not dream, that let fear rule their life. And I'm talking about her immediate family. And, you know, her mother said something to her as a little girl that stuck with her. She said, "Your predicament doesn't determine your destiny." And she'd always say to Leah, "You have a light inside of you," right? And Leah held on to that even during all the years growing up in the projects in Philadelphia when she was able to get out of a homeless shelter. And, you know, she was like, "Where I come from doesn't determine where I'm going." And slowly over the years, she started making friends that had, you know, expansive vision like she does. And, you know, you fast forward now and she's created her own company, launched it on QVC. So she went from homeless to 100 million homes with her jewelry line. And, you know, it's all about mindset, right? For her, it wasn't, "Oh, do you come from the right family? Do you have any connections? Do you have any money? No, it was, for her, it was what made all the difference was adopting this mindset of believing in the possibility of her own dreams and her own self, even if she couldn't figure out how it was going to happen or how to get there one day. And I love that we're focusing on mindset this week on Growth Day Morning Show, because I think that it's like the thing. It's like the most important thing, more important than where you're at right now, where's the traction happening or not happening in your business right now, what's going on with all the setbacks and the hard times and this hard season we've come out of. The mindset, getting that right, life-changing.
That's truth. That's truth. Yeah. I think that is just a huge, huge miss for most people is that simple. You know, what's true is what I love about this Growth Day community is all of you, when I say mindset, you automatically know the insane value of that. Like people who love personal development know like, oh, that's foundational. But when most people come into personal growth, they've had years of bad mindset. They've had years of a bad attitude, or they've suffered, you know, doubt, depression, discouragement for so long that it's like, oh, wow, this is the right mindset, and the ability to generate that right mindset on a consistent basis is a revolution for your life. It's not like an incremental change. It's like it's night and day. It's light and dark. It's joy or suffering. It is such a huge topic that I just believe most people, you know, take advantage of or take for granted. But I know that our Growth Day community knows that.
You know, also one thing I want to share just that's coming to mind right now. Yeah. With the topic of mindset, Brendan, is something that you brought up earlier, right? Which is this idea. I love these words. Like I write all about this and believe it. I talk about how this big realization I came through that we're not here on this earth to compete with anyone else, right? We're just here to compete with who we know we're born capable of. And I want to share a real life story that happened to me recently in real time, actually. And I found it fascinating, right? As it pertains to mindset, because I think so many people are tuning in. They're part of our morning show right now. And maybe it's good to just do a self-check on, are you comparing yourself to anyone else? And are you thinking someone else is your competition and getting distracted by it versus thinking, oh, I'm on my own journey. Who am I capable of becoming? And what if you actually just celebrate that other person's achievements? And here's a quick story that just happened to me that I was kind of like, huh. Because, you know, when it comes to women in particular, this is super antiquated way of thinking, but there's still amongst a lot of women this idea of like, oh, because they're so used to just seeing one woman at the table in a boardroom or what. And so there's a kind of a limited way of thinking that we're overcoming, that if another woman wins, it means it takes away from your chances of winning, right? And there's just this competitiveness that just isn't true, right? It's just not true. And Abby Wambach says, you know, her victory is your victory. And it's so true. Anyways, I'm like thinking, wow, this antiquated mindset of people thinking that someone else is a threat to our own, like our own success. It's so antiquated and it's so not true. And in my own journey of building at Cosmetics from this tiny company to now it's the largest luxury makeup company in the US now, which is wild, right? It passed all the department store brands. I used to save my dentist.
I remember you texting us when that happened. It was like
crazy, woo! Right? Yeah. But like if I on that journey of building this huge company had like got distracted thinking these other brands were my competition, I would never have been able to build something different or special. I would have limited myself to thinking, oh, this is my competition. It's like, oh, no. Our potential is our competition. The potential we have inside of us is our only competition.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com.